On the show today, we have Marine Federal Credit Union's very own Stephanie Bailey and Silver Cloud's Bronwyn Sullivan talking about Silver Cloud's employee support platform, how they've helped Marine Federal Credit Union leverage self-service, automate support to keep employees informed and ensure employees are properly trained and can easily, quickly find information. So check out the interview and enjoy. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a full house here, it looks like. We have Marine Federal Credit Union's very own Stephanie Bailey. Stephanie, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. And then right below us here, we have Bronwyn Sullivan from Silver Cloud. Bronwyn, how are you?
I'm super.
Good.
How are you?
Doing great, doing great. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Hey, you guys have been working together on a big project here. It's Silver Cloud's employee support platform. And I'm going to do a little intro here. So you guys, Marine Federal Credit Union has been leveraging self-service automated support to keep employees informed and to ensure employees are properly trained and can easily and quickly find information. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Bronwyn, I'm going to start with you and tell us about this platform before we get into some of the details here with Stephanie.
Yeah, thanks. So it's a really cool little platform that we have here. Really allows the employees to be able to access information, have it really at their fingertips for when they need it. Basically, it's a Google for your policies and procedures.
Oh,
so
I like that.
Really helps them. Yeah.
So how exactly does it work with the credit union? And then I'll let you chime in here in a little bit, Stephanie, but I want to get the kind of lay of the land here with Bronwyn.
Yeah. So what happens is we take all of their content that they have currently today and we put it into our system, our solution, and we organize it, get it all ready, get a really nice access point for the employees. And then they just kind of go from there and maintain their own content. And we're also here to always help them with big initiatives, core changes, anything like that. We're able to put the content in and really help them. So,
perfecto.
Perfecto.
And Stephanie, so you guys have been, based on the information that I have, you guys have been using it for 2 years. And so why did you initially implement it?
We implemented it around the summertime of, I want to say it was 2018, if that's correct, Bronwyn.
Yep.
But implementing it was almost seamless with Bronwyn. It was really nice to have them. We basically, like she said, gave them our content and they was able to store everything for us so that we could go live with it pretty quickly.
Okay. And so how has it, and in those 2 years, how has it benefited your credit union?
Honestly, it has really benefited our credit union in so many different ways. It has allowed us to really create consistency throughout our credit union and streamline all of our processes. Mm-hmm. It has also given our employees huge confidence in themselves because they have everything that they need right at their fingertips. They're able to go onto that platform, type in those keyword searches, and pull up what they need to assist the members with. Really fantastic.
Do you have like an example that you could share on how it works, kind of a real world type of situation that that had helped you guys out?
Yeah. A lot of our step-by-step guides are actually available for them. Actually, all of them are available for them on this platform.
Okay.
So if a member comes in and they might not be as familiar with how to set up a automated transfer, they can just go onto tag, type in auto transfer.
Okay.
And it'll pull up the step-by-step guide to show them exactly what to do on setting up a transfer within a member's account.
Gotcha, gotcha. And Bronwyn, this sounds like it's all kind of like streamlined, right? Everything seems so much faster and immediate, right? Is that kind of what it was designed to do?
Yeah, and the cool thing about it is we also take the procedures and if there's any forms that they need or anything that they need to fill out, a checklist, we link them right to it so that the employees can easily go and get that information and not have to go back and search around your internet or your shared drives and really figure out, is this the one that's, you know, most up to date and things like that. So it's really kind of a big spider web and it's really cool to see how it all works together.
Yeah, two words come to my brain, time saver. I think that's what, is that what you experienced,
Stephanie? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're able to go on to one piece of content that they need and everything's there. Whether it be a desktop procedure that has a policy link to it, it's there. If it's a desktop procedure that also includes a form that they need to have the member fill out, it's there. So So everything is right there for them. They don't have to go out and search for the other item that they need. It's right there. It's quicker service for the members. And it's really reliable because it's only stored in one location. So they can only find it there. Yeah. So they're getting that same location no matter what branch or department they're in.
Mm-hmm. Easy accessibility.
Really,
yeah.
It's perfect.
Completely. And so I hear you guys used it for training employees as well. How did that work?
Yeah. So for me, I think it's extremely important to kind of start our new employees off with utilizing this. So what I've done is I've created a fun little scavenger hunt to kind of get them used to using the platform and understand what keywords they might need to put in to kind of help them with their daily tasks, whether they're on the front lines or whether they're in the back office department. And that just kind of helps them learn how to navigate through it and get familiar on how it's going to really benefit them within their own jobs that they're doing. For pre-existing employees, we really don't even use paper anymore. Everything is digital. It's all stored on that tag program. So I can just pull up our procedures, do a walkthrough, and then do a demo for them. And then at any given time, they can go back on that platform and keep themselves refreshed on the content and material that we covered in training.
Yeah, and Bronwyn, two more words come to my mind now. It's cost savings because you're not dealing with paper anymore and nothing's getting lost. So that's
exactly. And they're not spending their time hunting for the stuff, too.
Exactly.
I think
exactly.
It's
just reliable, too, because it's all right there, and we are keeping it up to date for them. So they have that peace of mind knowing that this information is the most current information that they're relying back to the members as well.
Yeah, indeed. Bronwyn, you got anything to add there?
There's a bunch of things that are really cool about it, but also with the program, they can see the last time things were updated. The employees can see it. They can leave feedback whether something's not helpful. There's all sorts of things, but not just from the employee side. It also comes from my side as the customer success manager for Marine Federal. We meet on a monthly basis, and I have in my portfolio, I've had up to 55 clients. And so I'm seeing what other people are doing, so I'm bringing to the table other things. So one thing that we did recently, probably right when Corona hit, was we actually restructured all of the content and put it in categories so people could, you know, either go to their certain section and find their certain categories that they do, or they can do their regular searching. So that was cool.
Yeah. And that's a great segue to my next question, Bronwyn, because I wanted to hear how it worked during the COVID pandemic, because I mean, it sounded, because things were changing not only daily, but sometimes they were changing like by the hour, it seemed like back in March and April and May. So how did it work for you? Stephanie, I'm going to pose this one to you. How did it work for you guys during that kind of chaotic time? How did it help you guys out?
Well, because everything is on basically virtually, they were still able to access all of the procedures, all of their policy and guidelines, and still use it with their day-to-day tasks. So really, there was absolutely no hiccup when COVID hit for us. It was fantastic. They were still able to use what they needed to use, and there was no interruption for them.
Very cool. And Bronwyn, I'm sure, because you said you get to see how all these credit unions are using it, especially during that time. I mean, I think it was a huge leg up for a lot of folks, right?
Yeah, it was. And it wasn't just like being able to seamlessly take the content. It's also being able to seamlessly have an area that they can go to, push a quick button on their portal, and be able to get to, you know, information about COVID, you know, at the snap of a finger. So it was really, really, really helpful for a lot of my guys. That was like the first thing. They're like, how do we get information out? And that was really what we did.
So it seems kind of like you're in the eye of a hurricane because everything around you is like just going crazy chaos. But then you got this like, oh, it's dependable. It's right there. Everything's in one spot. You don't have to go anywhere to get it. So sounds like, I don't have to worry about that. Other things you got to worry about for sure. Stephanie, what were some of your goals in using SilverCloud's technology here? What did you guys want to achieve here?
So honestly, what we really wanted to achieve was creating that consistency and having all of our content in one location so that there was no inaccurate information that was being relied. No matter where you go, it's the same information that they're telling the members. Because, you know, where we originally had our stuff stored was our portal site. And unfortunately, with our portal site, we had stuff stored in several different locations.
Oh boy.
Some of it was not being up to date like it should have been. And then it was extremely hard for some of the employees to find what they were looking for. Mm-hmm. So we really, that's where SilverCloud came in. We really wanted to try to fix that problem for the employees to make their jobs easier for assisting the members so they wouldn't have to go to their managers or their supervisors and ask so many questions to them. We wanted a centralized location for them to go to be able to assist the members and assist them confidently with giving them information at any given time.
Yeah.
So SilverCloud really did that for us.
Accurate and up-to-date information, even more importantly. And that sounds like what it does as well, right, Bronwyn? That there's one place to get it and there's one place to update it. The maintenance of it must be super simple as well, right?
Yeah, and it's very intuitive. I think what's really cool about it in our monthly calls that we have is I also send them over, you know, we have some analytics behind it. So I send them over their search terms so they can find out, you know, what people are searching for, so they can go do a search, make sure that content's showing up. If it's not, then it's something we need to add. Also, we have this cool little thing, search refinement, so you can see what they searched for and then what they automatically went back and did another search for. So if they're not finding what they're looking for, then we can add keywords or update titles, and it's really, really some neat stuff behind it.
Yeah, to make it even more efficient, so good move
there. Yeah, yeah. To add to that too, though, with the keyword report that we get, and also with the popularity report, we're actually able to track trends that are going on monthly throughout the credit union. And I will say our COO loves that so much because we can kind of see what the members are coming in and needing assistance with on a monthly basis. Yeah. It's really cool to kind of see what's going on and what's trending.
Yeah, no doubt. But that helped out during the pandemic too, to see what people were doing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really cool stuff. Any advice? I'm going to pose this question to both you guys, kind of the wrap-up question here. What advice do you have for credit unions in this area? Bronwyn, I'll start with you on this one. What advice would you give them?
My advice really is, you know, you definitely, if you have a hard time finding your policies and procedures or having people struggle with, you know, asking and wasting a lot of time getting questions, definitely take a look at SilverCloud. I've been able to help a lot of institutions.
Well, I can imagine. Stephanie, from your user perspective, what advice do you have for credit unions out there?
If you're looking to create that consistency, to streamline your processes, just to have everything in a centralized location, SilverCloud, really, the company I would suggest going to. For us at Marine Federal, it has been a game changer. It has really empowered our employees, given them the confidence that they need. So no matter what's coming through the door, they know that they have the SilverCloud platform there to have their back to assist that member with. It is fantastic. It gives great member service. Our members are getting that reliable, fast, quick service that they look for, and ultimately that's what really keeps them coming back to us. So we could not be more thankful for all that SilverCloud has done for us here.
Wow, we're gonna have to edit that one out as a nice testimonial for you, Bronwyn.
<That's great laughs> Yeah.
Well said. Well, I mean, time saver, cost saver, accurate, easy to maintain. So yeah, it sounds like the benefits are all there. Lots of upside for sure. All right, anything else to add? Any final words of wisdom here, ladies?
No, I mean, thank you so much, Bronwyn and SilverCloud, for all you guys do. I absolutely love the fact that you guys are always here to assist us. You're just an email, a phone call away. And I love our monthly meetings to kind of keep up with what's to come and all the new features that you have to make it easier on our employees' side. So thank you just so much for all that you've done for us here. We really, really appreciate you.
No, you're so welcome. I think the thing that, you know, is really cool is that we kind of are a smaller company, and we're here to listen to our clients. So if they have things that they want to see, we have this little feature request that they can go in, fill out a feature request, and our dev team looks at every single one and decides, you know, if this is a priority and puts it in the list of where it needs to be done. So it's really cool. We do really listen to our clients.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. And you're kind of really leveraging the power of collaboration, especially with credit unions, because that's, that's what credit unions do. They collaborate and they share and they care. So this sounds like a really cool, kind of a tool, a conduit for them to gather this information. So good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because I know each of you probably have a lot on your plate. So I appreciate your time. and we'll get this one produced and posted out there for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And you as well.
Bye now.
Thanks, guys.